What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussion. It's your boy, Chris P.
And I'm Rome City.
And this is, we got to give a real round of applause for this shit.
Yeah, we do.
This is the 80th episode. Round of applause for number 80, yo.
Yeah!
Word, we got no guests in the building today, but it's all good because, you know, for all these episodes we've done, we provide you guys with many guests. And today's going to be just like kind of how we did last week when we were calling people. Today's a very sad day for some people, like myself. R.I.P. the Dipset. Big Dipset fan for all these years, as has been stated on this show many a times. And this week has been an interesting week. So, you know, Jim Jones had an interview with Funk Flex. He cried. He dropped a thug tear on it. He didn't cry. He dropped a thug tear. Let's make that clear. Everybody talking about how he cried. It's a thug tear. I mean, it's one tear that trails down to the cheek. You know what I'm saying?
He had that face like 10 drops came down, but only a couple was able to.
It wasn't DMX crying.
That's
crying. That's a real cry.
That's a real ass cry.
I might try to find that and throw that in the show, this episode.
I could find it for you.
I know you could. So that was like a real cry from X. What Jim Jones had was a thug tear. So I'm saying like, so then yesterday, well, Cam posted on his Instagram Friday that he's going to go live on Saturday.
Yeah.
He goes live. And if I was Charlamagne, I'd give Cam Donkey the day for interviewing himself. So, because all he did was basically just talk, you know what I'm saying? But, so it was in response to Jim Jones. Basically, anything he refuted a couple things that Jim Jones had on the interview with Flex, and it was just too long. Man, it was like 2 hours worth of live.
It was good content, though.
It was good. It was funny.
I feel like a conversation like Jim and Flex should be a conversation with Jim and Angie.
Word. I feel the same exact way.
You don't want no disrespect to Flex. Flex is the guy that you go with freestyle.
You know what I really wish? I wish that. You know, and hold your head, Tax Stone. But I wish Tax Stone was out of jail because that would have been a real good interview.
Yeah.
And same thing with Cam. He could have had them both on two separate times, and I think that interview would have been dope. But that's what we're dealing with this week. You know what I'm saying? The RIP, the Dipset. If you follow me on Snap, I am Chris_P. People has actually DM'd me and asked me if I'm okay because I just posted a mad videos of them this morning. And I was just laughing like, yeah, I'm good, man. Just, you know, RIP the Dipset. You know what I'm saying? If you got a little scissor in your fridge, you know, pour a little bit out, you know what I'm saying? And
pour out a little liquor.
We gotta be scissored though, you know what I'm saying?
Pour a little scissor.
And yo, and think about it. Let's talk about Jimmy real quick, what you've been drinking on.
Yeah.
What did Paul Wall say? Mix that Sprite up with the scissor. I'll show you how to make a Sprite remix.
Yeah.
Niggas been on that lean shit before Future.
Of course. Yeah,
and everybody just act like he's the one who started it.
Listen, they call it Texas tea in Houston. Absolutely. That was the wave already. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that we talking about back in 06.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
man,
for all y'all youngins who just started that shit now, it's been popping. I don't agree with it, though. So, continue with y'all drug addicts. You know?
I mean, I indulge in it a couple of times. It's not that bad.
But, I mean, I don't play around with anything that's, if it's not weed, that's it. That's
It ain't bad, though. You know, it's like it give you a tingly feel.
Word.
You're more of a... You're calm, you know. It's like you mellow. It's like weed, but it's just you slow. You feel real slow.
So that's basically what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with the death of Dipset as a group. I had somebody, I'm not gonna put you on blast, who hit me up like, "Yo, what happened to them? What happened?" I'm like, "Nothing. Like what you mean? What happened?" And they're like, "Oh, I thought they like died. Like all of them."
You ain't paying attention to social media.
I'm like, they good, man. I'm just a big fan, you know. And I seen this, and I'm like, "I ain't never coming back." So what we're going to do today is, well, first of all, everybody listen to this right now. We're assuming you listen to this Tuesday morning. You know, happy Valentine's Day to all y'all single, miserable motherfuckers that's going to be spending the day doing nothing. Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. You know, there's someone who still loves y'all out there. I fall in that category. I am single, but I'm not miserable, you know, so I'll make sure, you know, to all my hoes out there, I got a gift for every single one of y'all. It might be the same, but don't worry about it. It's okay. You're going to enjoy it either way. So, happy Valentine's Day, man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Of love, you know, do something special. I saw a meme that was pretty funny. It was like, niggas spend $300 on a hotel to do the same three-minute sex position that they going to do in their crib.
Yeah.
Save y'all money. Save y'all fucking
money. Save your money,
You know?
So, if you're not role-playing with handcuffs and a whip,
Well, this might be the weekend for it because the 50 Shades, the other movie just dropped this week. So I'm sure there's a lot of whips and handcuffs and ties and all that shit popping this weekend. So, I had to step up my tie game for Valentine's.
So, you taking somebody out or
out? I don't know about out, but not on Tuesday. Tuesday's like weird. I don't know. right? I mean, anybody go out on Valentine's when it's on the weekday?
I mean, last time I spent Valentine's was in high school.
Oh, that's a wild shit.
Like, I'm not a Valentine's Day person, yeah. You know? I feel like it's for the person that's in the doghouse. That's just my...
I agree with you, yo. I
feel like you should always be there for your significant other. Like, my pops is always there for my mom. Word. You know?
I'm the type of person, I don't like celebrating holidays and people going to laugh or they're probably going to respect the way I think, but I don't like celebrating Mother's Day. Like, yeah. I told my mom, you should celebrate me. Yeah. And when my birthday hits, don't celebrate me. Let me celebrate you. Because I'm, you know, you're a mother because of me.
Yeah.
And I'm celebrating my birthday because of you. You gave birth to me, so I should celebrate you for my birthday.
Makes sense.
So that's my way of thinking, and that's how I feel about all major holidays that, you know, is just made for people to spend money. But with that being said, I still got a gift for all four of y'all hoes. You know what I'm saying? So I actually made a joke last week, like, yo, this is the time.
Huh? Some good dick and bubblegum.
That's it. Like I said, y'all might have the same gift, but it's going to be special. No, but I said, like, yo, this is the time where if you do talk to multiple females, this is the last week was the week you got to have a little argument with one of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or you ain't around, like, you're on a work trip. Because there's no way that you can be in four places at once or make four different females happy.
You can, but you're gonna have to be an hour with each. But that's gonna be stupid.
It's hard because
no female wants to spend an hour.
It's hard because it's Tuesday though, so it's a weekday. So it's like, all right, after work, how do you finagle with this?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna send a nice care package to a shorty, and then I might have to send two out and then spend some time with one. And then the other one.
That's
just,
what you're doing?
I might have to do that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I might have to do that.
You
so,
a G-O? I didn't know that. Yeah, you got.
Oh, Four Hoes Chris is back, nigga. Oh,
you got to put me on, man. What's your strategy?
I got you. I can't let all that out here. I might have somebody hearing this shit like, I wonder if I fall into that four hoe category. I don't know. Who knows? But fuck it. Valentine's Day, y'all listen to this. Enjoy y'all day with y'all significant other. Yeah. Or enjoy y'all day with somebody else's significant other.
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
Sliding
if you
DMs.
If you a real nigga, you should be messing with somebody else shorty that day. Because some other nigga ain't going to treat her good. So give her a nice little gift. You know what I'm saying? But don't do it at Walgreens. Don't go to Walgreens.
Oh, yeah. Please. I'm tired of seeing this. For all you men out there.
Word. This episode is going to be tips of how to make it right for Valentine's
Day. I'm fucking tired of the teddy bear and the chocolate, yo. Like, it's so fucking, like... We are old adults now. Like, we should not be grabbing a teddy bear from Stop and Shop and assorted chocolates. Go to Godiva if you're gonna get some chocolates. Go to Godiva. But please, don't do the cheap teddy bear. That's
fucking
whack.
Just don't buy any Valentine shit from Walgreens. That's all I gotta say. Unless you fucking with
kids,
unless you fuck with a chick who already got a man, then get her the Walgreens teddy bear. Her man should be stepping it up. You know
what I'm saying? Of course.
So like I said, that's what we're doing today, y'all. This is Valentine's Day. Y'all listen to this right now. Hope we're giving y'all some laughs on your way to work or whatever. If you listen to us on iTunes, please do me a favor, subscribe, and tell us if we're whack. Tell us if we funny.
Tell us
you like the show. Tell us you don't like it. I don't care. Just tell us something about the damn show.
Please don't text me.
Because I see people
don't text Chris,
listen.
Please.
I see, you know, I see the numbers, and I'm like, okay, we got good numbers. Why aren't people giving us some feedback besides emailing us, you know? Just do that. Listen to us on SoundCloud. Share it. Let your friends know about it. And we do this for y'all, you know. So y'all on your way to work, y'all coming home from work, this is something for y'all to laugh about, you know.
Absolutely.
Talk, you know, get we provoke some thought on this shit, you know what I'm saying? So if you one of those females that your niggas at home waiting for you on Valentine's Day and you about to go meet the side nigga on your way home, this episode is for you. You know what I'm saying?
So, hell yeah.
So enjoy y'all Valentine's Day. But yeah, we going back to the Dipset shit.
Yep.
Because that's the task at hand today. You want to call people and see what they think about Dipset?
Oh, shit.
I want to know basically, right? Well, let me ask you a question before we start calling people.
What's up?
We know it looks like Dipset ain't never happening again. That's what it's looking like right now.
Yeah.
Who do you side with in this situation, though?
Well, as far as Jim Jones and Cameron?
Jim Jones and Cameron, who do you side with?
I mean.
You think they both got valid points? Who do you rock with more?
I mean, I rock with Jim Jones. Jim Jones was being sincere. That was a sincere conversation. You know, I listened to the whole thing. I actually listened to it twice.
Word.
Jim Jones was just basically giving a rundown of how the Dipset all started. You know, the cry came from the passion that he dealt with them two. Like me and you. Like, we got a company. I'm letting you know that I'm finna ride for this company.
Word,
like,
word.
Thick and thin. That's basically what Jim Jones did. I'd say Jim Jones. Cameron was like petty as fuck, in a sense.
Cameron, for anybody who's seen
that, was corny. I was like corny.
He went live on IG, but you can go on YouTube and watch the clips. It's like three different clips.
Yeah.
And Cameron looked like first of all, somebody who's really unbothered, he don't really give a shit about it. Yeah. Like, and that's why my opinion is Jim should just say fuck Cam and just keep it moving. Like, fuck the whole thing. Like, you know what I mean? But Cam looked like a character out of, you know, Paid in Full. If you watch Paid in Full, he plays a character, Rico.
Yeah.
That's exactly who he seems to be in real life.
He played so well.
Like, that wasn't even acting. Like, well, he did Paid in Full. That's really him.
Well, you hear how he played the Paid in Full? He came in the actual audition with an actual, he used a real actual gun.
Word.
To get his part.
There you go.
He got the part, so I mean,
and his character, I mean, it confirms that's who he is in real life.
Absolutely, so
he looked kind of like it was kind of condescending, real arrogant, and he just tried to refute some of the things that Jim Jones, you know, some of the things Jim Jones said, like Jim Jones being on America Most Wanted and shit like that. Which everybody knows some people exaggerate, so I feel like that's what it was. Jim exaggerated on some shit, and Cam was like, "Nah, this is what really went down."
I didn't know that. This is going to be real quick. I didn't know that Jim Jones, how he felt, how he said, like, the biggest thing for him was, you know, Cam never came out as a surprise on the stage. You know how Jay always brought out Bleak and shit like that.
Yeah, he did.
I was kind of hurt to hear that because it was like, you expect those two, like, the way they roll. I'm like, me and you.
Yeah,
brothers. I feel like they were brothers. That can't be fixed with a conversation. Like
that's the same thing I feel. That's the only thing I don't like about the whole beef. Like they should just have a conversation.
Yeah,
and
if
like
if you agree to disagree, so what? But we set it on the table. You know?
This is what I believe truly, that social media has fucked up relationships in general. Like, you know, intimate relationships between, you know, couples, and also relationships like that where you like you really got to jump on the internet to express this, or you got to have an interview. Like, y'all don't have each other's number?
No.
Like, I find that hard to believe. Like, y'all just can't be like, yo, call, let's link up. You know what I'm saying? And just have a conversation. But let's call some people, man. Let's see what they think. Me, personally, if you follow me on Snap, you know I'm probably riding with Jimmy all the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big Jim Jones fan. And it hurts me to see this whole situation. It really just hurts seeing this situation. So let's call some people, man. Let's see what they think, yo.
You go ahead.
Let me go with let me see if I got this dude's number. Hold on. Yeah, I hope y'all enjoyed last week's episode.
I hope y'all did too. I got a text. Someone was listening to us. They really enjoyed it. But please, if you enjoy it, please write that in the comments where you can rate and review us, because it means more saying it that way opposed to just texting me.
Yeah, let the people know. Stop treating us like the ugly bitch in prom. You know what I'm saying? Stop doing that shit to us. Don't tell us you like us, you know what I'm saying, through a text message, but you won't share the shit, or you won't even go on iTunes and let us know. Like, stop treating us like the ugly bitch, man.
Let us know what it is, yo.
Exactly. Let me find this number, and then we can get this conversation going.
I really gotta look, see if people I didn't call. I'm not trying to call the same person twice.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to grab this number real quick. And then people gonna be like, y'all niggas really calling people over some Dipset shit?
Yeah, we wanna know what they think. Hell yeah.
Hold on. Don't tell me he's gonna start off like last week.
Hey.
Hey, what's good, Domino?
What's going on with you?
Chilling, you hear me good? All right, good.
What's good with you, fam? What's good?
Good, wrong.
Ain't shit, man. Chilling. How you?
Alright.
Yeah, so anybody listening, this is Domino, the host of the Domino Effect podcast. Y'all can tune into on iTunes and SoundCloud, and as Domino say, wherever the fuck y'all get y'all podcast from, he's there. You know what I'm saying? So, and if y'all heard our shows before, obviously we had him on the we did the Collision Course episode with him, and then we did a sports show.
Yep.
So, Domino, I'm hitting you up, man, to let you know. I want to see if anybody feels my pain the way I do, man. If anybody watching my Snap today, I'm hurting. This is a tough day for me. It's the death of Dipset, you know, metaphorically. What do you think about that whole situation between Cam and Jim?
Yeah, that shit hurt my heart, yo. I ain't gonna lie. Growing up with them niggas and seeing how shit was going, how they influenced culture, then for them niggas to break up like that, man, that shit fucked me up, yo.
Who do you side with anyone more than the other one by watching, you know, Funk Flex interviewing Jim and then Cam interviewing himself?
I mean, at first I sided with Jim because the nigga cried. Like that shit hit me. But then Cam was there for 3 fucking hours, yo. He had something to say. Something went on. So I don't know, but I feel like Jim did some shit out of love and then Cam took the shit wrong.
Yes.
I don't know what happened, but I hope, like, somebody need to lock them niggas in a room and just be like, yo, just talk.
Figure it out. Yes, I agree with you.
Me and Rome said the same thing. We were like, yo, like, social media has ruined everybody's relationships. Like, y'all just can't pick up the phone and have a conversation.
Yo, yo, the niggas got too big of egos to sit down and say, yo, my bad, I'm sorry. Like, you're not going to get Cam to say, I'm sorry. Like, I don't
think. That's definitely not happening. That's definitely not happening. So, yo, let me ask you a question, though, right? Who, like, Cam's history is like deeper in the game because of, you know, rocking with Big L, Children of the Corn, and then, you know, getting his first deal. So he's been in the game longer. Who you think got more hits, like, solo, though?
More, like, street anthems or, like, Billboard
hits? Ah, that's tough. Let's try to mix them both together. Because, you know, Jim obviously has been on the Billboard with, you know, songs like We Fly High and shit like that. But street anthems, I don't know. What you think?
I think when it comes to Jim, I think Jim got more. I think Kim got more street anthems. Cause when you start a verse with, I get the booster, I get the cutest cutin'. Like, all his songs, they all street. You know, you can bump this shit at any hood barbecue.
Word, that's true.
I think Jim got maybe like a cool five you could play. You know, We Fly High, the shit with him in Game.
A certified gangster, yo.
Album, but I think
Cam
got that by landslide.
All right, so would you want to see a Dipset reunion? Do you think it'll even happen?
I mean, the last thing we got was the shit that was at Toll's place, but I don't think we're gonna see one again. I think it's a wrap for that.
Like, that shit hurts,
after
though.
After the shit that Cam was saying, nah.
That shit hurts, right?
Not happening.
I don't see it happening either, man. It's a sad day. I woke up this morning. I was a little devastated last night, but I woke up this morning like just more defeated. I was like, damn, yo, like. I just started listening to mad Dipset shit. I'm like, yo, they had something good. Like, do you feel, though, like, I was having this conversation with Rome off air that, like, me personally, I know that Dipset could get a big, big bag if they go on tour together. Because, like, you know, G-Unit did it a couple years back. Mobb Deep is doing it. CNN is trying to do it. Like, all these old groups know that they can collect a bigger bag. But I don't feel like if you, like, listen to Jim Jones, first of all, I'm a big fan, but I don't know if his music is gonna, you know, is making that much of an impact right now. And same shit I feel about Cam. I don't think his music is making that much of an impact either.
No.
But do they need each other? Because I feel like Jim is holding on to it. I feel like Cam don't care.
You don't know Jim without Cam.
That's true.
You wouldn't meet Jim without Cam. You wouldn't know Juelz without Cam. Nobody know who the fuck Freaky Ziggy is unless he was with Cam.
Yeah.
Jim. You don't know.
That's true.
That's true.
The only person you know was Cam.
Yep. Word.
And when Cam brought that collector together, the Bird Gang, J.R. Ryder, Hell Rail, all them niggas.
40 Cal.
Oh, man. Cam is the glue.
Word.
He is.
So who do you think was the bigger trendsetter?
Cam. Yo, niggas wore pink, yo.
I said it. I definitely. Yo, you ever wore pink, Dom, though?
Nah, hell
no. No, I definitely did, though. I got to be the first to admit it. You know what I'm saying? So... I never had a pink bandana. I had some black and pink J's. Probably wore with like a black and pink tee or buttoned up or some shit like that.
I wore the bandanas. I had like the 5X tee, but I ain't never wore
it. No, I never wore the pink. Damn. That shit breaks my heart too, yo.
Word.
Yo, so this episode drops on Valentine's Day, man. How many hoes, like, you got, how many gifts you got for these hoes, man?
Nothing?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. I ain't getting up. I'm getting myself something.
I hear you.
So, I mean, if you were going to buy Shorty something, are you going to Walgreens to pick up that teddy bear that, like, 40 Shorty's got the same one?
And the assorted candy? I mean, the chocolate?
Oh, yeah, both down.
You don't think that's cheap, though?
You get the candy, you get the teddy bear, then when you go to the register, you get the rolls on the way out, you
You don't think that's cheap? That's the cheap way out?
Yo, yes, yo. Especially if you don't notice it. If you like 1 or 2 months in and you just want to get us something, you can get it at. But if it's like a year or some change, you might have to go to like the mall or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a couple months in, you just buy her a nice pack of bubble gum and a pack of condoms. Let her know what's up. That's it.
Yeah. Tell her.
There you go. Tell him meet you in room 112. Yo, Domino, I appreciate you for picking up the phone, man.
Yeah, no doubt. All
right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
That's crazy. You got somebody?
I got somebody.
I gotta place that shit right there. Ain't even dial out. What the fuck you calling?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a New York nigga, too.
I know.
This heavy ass phone about to break this thing.
He on some niggas. He ain't gonna pick up. Calling him for a reason. He should know. He should be there.
Hello?
Yo, you are live on the Roundtable Discussion Podcast. What's poppin'? Say what up to the people.
Yo, what's going on, my dude?
What's going on? What's going on? Yo,
what's good, Leo? What's good?
We good, chilling, we good. Chilling. Now I got a question for you. It's been a sad day in hip hop these last couple of days. I don't know if you've been paying attention and keeping your eyes on the web, but what do you think about the Jim Jones, this Dipset shit? What do you think about it? What's your take on it?
Well, I know that Jim Jones was crying and everything, and I didn't get to hear Cam's part of it yet. I know that he streamed it live recently. What I got to say about the whole thing is, I think they should have been stood together. I don't know exactly what happened, why they broke up.
Yeah.
But I know that Jim Jones and Dipset was official.
Yeah.
I think it was me personally.
Yep.
I don't even know the whole situation, but I think it was Cam being grimy.
Okay.
That's just me.
Okay.
That's just me. I don't know the whole situation yet. I'm gonna look into it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think Cam was just being grimy. Actually. Sort of like that role that he played in Paid in Full.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Really,
oh,
is
shit. So, so basically, what you're saying, it's safe to say that you're taking Jim Jones, you'll take Jim Jones' side over Cameron's side, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool. Now, I can ask you one more question. Who had the best? Who had the more hits to you? Was it Cam or was it Jim Jones?
Oh, wow. Jim Jones, man.
Okay, cool.
Jim Jones. All right, that's a round of applause.
You're a good dude. You're a good dude. Shout out to my boy Leo.
Leo, let me ask you a question, yo. Let the people know. Are you originally from New York?
Yeah, born and raised Brooklyn, man.
Where I was born.
What part of Brooklyn? Let me know what part of Brooklyn, though.
Red Hook.
Oh, shit.
Red Hook. Shout out to Red Hook, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Not even in the daytime.
Hell no.
Let me ask you a question, though. Being that, like, you know, Dipset was like a big, they were big trendsetters. Did you ever wear pink?
Did I ever wear what?
Did you ever wear pink?
Oh, yeah. I wore pink, but on some, you know, going to work stuff. I never really, did the whole, like, a pink t-shirt with black pants kind of thing. But,
oh, nah.
But I would. It just got to look right. It just, you know what I mean?
Worse.
It definitely got to look right, though.
You never had a pink bandana, then? I never had a pink bandana, but I definitely had a pink tee. I don't know if I wore it, though. I might have, like, doubled up with a black tee over it, like, just let the pink show on the collar type shit. But, yeah, definitely had it. I had some pink and black 14, some J's that came out that
year. Yeah.
Yo, we appreciate you picking up the phone.
One more question I got to ask you. One more question. All right, so if you listen to this, this is Tuesday, and happy Valentine's Day. Are you taking anybody out? Are you buying somebody something?
Hold on, Paul. You just told this grown man happy Valentine's Day.
Yo, I mean, yo,
Leo.
It's for everybody. Valentine's Day is for everybody. Come on.
You said
yo.
It specifically to him, though. He's like, happy Valentine's
saying,
Day, bro.
I didn't mean it like that. Yo, but.
He got caught up with the pink talk.
Yo. You taking anybody out on Valentine's Day? What's your specialty for Valentine's Day? How you treating these hoes?
Little girls too, you know what I mean,
with me, so I'm trying
to do something
for all of them. So okay.
I'm just
gonna
go just go do something light, you know, go get something to eat.
Okay.
Make sure everything is done in the crib, you know what I mean? So they don't gotta do nothing.
Oh, okay.
Make sure their day's easy and then you know what I'm saying, do the
grown up
stuff later on at night.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now if you were to have a potential side chick side piece, are you that guy going to Walgreens getting a teddy bear with the assorted candies? I mean, the sort of chocolates. Are you that guy doing that?
Nah, I fuck with back in the days anyway.
He's like, for the record, back in the day.
Yeah, they want something better than what the main one got, yo.
Like Godiva Chocolate, right?
Nah, they don't even want that. They want to be out. If they can't get Valentine, they want the next day.
Okay.
Okay. They want the next day, and they want to do something different. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
It'd be, I don't know, probably be like a go to the mall, kind of like a, I don't know, maybe not pay the whole shoe price, but maybe.
That sounds like some Red Hook nigga shit. I ain't paying the full price.
I'm just saying, if it's $350, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you $250, you should be good.
So you wasn't that guy going to Walgreens getting the teddy bear with the assorted chocolates?
Nah, for my mom's though, I did. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, damn. If she's hearing this, you know this is embarrassing, right?
I mean, I'm trying to show everybody. I mean, they ain't you buy flowers or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man. Nah, no flowers. Nah, I got my mama purse. So.
Nah, I definitely got a couple shorties of some Walgreens shit. I ain't even gonna lie. Yeah. That was before, though. This year can't do it. Walgreens is too popular now.
Hell yeah.
Nah, I gotta be careful with my gifts, yo. A long time ago when I was a teenager, man, this girl's feeling so much, yo. I bought her a chain, yo, with her name and everything. Nameplate?
Yeah.
Yo.
Damn.
Told me straight up, you're not my man, but thank you.
Oh, man. She friend-zoned the shit out of you.
Damn.
Yo. I spent back in the day, $250 on this little chain. I was a teenager. I spent all my fucking my allowance for a year.
Did you? Yeah, did you had the back, the black plate in the back?
Yeah,
I know. I bought a chick that too before.
y'all both got friend zones.
I ain't got friend zone on it. You know, we used to be together, and then she cut my name off the actual chain and made it just her name.
Oh, shit.
Creative as fuck, but yeah, it's $200. I'm never getting back.
Damn.
It's a New York thing, yo.
Say what?
This weather, man. What's up with this, man?
This is what it is, man.
This weather sucks. We out here recording on this fucking weather. This is how committed we are to y'all people.
Yeah, man, to the people, you know? Rain, sleet, hell, and snow. We recording. Yeah, man, we got it. But I just want to appreciate you, for one, picking up the phone. You know, a lot of people don't pick up the phone when we do this. So I appreciate you. I want to give you another round of applause. Picking up the phone, too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, man. And
round of applause to Red Hook as well.
Shout out to Red Hook, you know.
Definitely,
and
definitely, man. Hey, man, whatever y'all need, whenever y'all want me to come up there, man, I got a lot of stories, man. I'm not an artist.
Red Hook stories. Red Hook stories.
I've been around a lot of things, man. I could share some insight with y'all.
Yo, shout out to Leo the stick up kid. Round of applause.
Round of applause to stick up guy.
You can come tell us your stories, you know what I'm saying? We'll make sure we hide your identity and shit. You know what? Matter of fact, we're going to call you Cleo from now on. I want to jam you up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But,
I hear you, man. But I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah,
no doubt. Anytime y'all need something, man, just let me know. I got questions. I got a lot of crazy insight, man. Sometimes my opinions is a little off the wall, but they make sense if you're looking at it from my eyes.
There you go. That works. That works for us. We think wild over here, so we talk to you soon, man.
All right, yo. Be easy.
All right, man. Enjoy, man.
We
look forward to listening to it.
All right,
definitely. All right. This is dope, man.
I got somebody.
This is like therapy.
Yeah, guys, see if you can find somebody while I ping this. Pause.
I got somebody. All right. Let's see what happens. Oh, shit.
Heavy ass phone. They're like spine about to break.
Are we going through this now? Oh, we're going to dunk on that. Cancel that. We're going to cancel that nigga.
God,
let's go.
Go to the next person.
That's how this goes.
Oh, shit.
Yo.
Yo, what's poppin'? You are now live on the Roundtable Discussion Podcast. Say what up? What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
Yo, so a lot of bad shit's been
around in this weather right now.
Cool.
Be safe.
So, as you know, there's been a sad day in hip hop between Jim Jones and Cam'ron, and I just want to know what's your input on this shit that's been going on. What's your input on this bullshit that's been going on right now?
I mean, I feel like it's with any family where large amounts of money get involved and
people are exposed in large amounts of money, that love each other, that's making money together, it could cause a difference. Everybody want to make the top dollar. Everybody wants to shine. That's all.
Okay. Now, if it's a side you had to choose from, if there was a side you wanted to choose from, who would you, whose side would you choose, Jim or Cam's?
I mean, I really don't got no picks on who I would choose sides with, because I mean, they all got their own stories. I mean, I respect the legacy of them both. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wish that they had one, but I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I got to ask you a real question, yo. Have you ever wore pink?
What you said?
Have you ever wore pink?
Have I ever wore pink? Matter of fact, yeah. I mean,
round of applause, man, for not holding that information. Round of applause.
I had the low top Jordan 2s with the long pink tee. You heard that
one? 0506, man. That's what real niggas was doing back then. I just said it earlier. I was like, I had some black and pink 14s that came out, some J's, and obviously I had, you know, had a black bandana with like a black and pink tee or something, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely did the pink. I had the low top 2, the pink
one. Word. Yo, what's your favorite Dipset song?
Hell yeah.
But what's your favorite Dipset song? Word, right? Yeah, that shit was a hit.
Oh shit. Oh boy.
Yeah, I like the anthem too.
Okay.
Word. I respect that.
Okay. Now, your opinion, who had the more hits? You know, over
yeah,
the course.
Really?
Yeah, later joint.
I'm surprised, yo.
Yeah. When I got like older, I was just more so into like the new ones. Like, you know when they didn't like the new chair, I'd be like, I like the new chair. They ain't like the new 50. I like the new 50. Or they ain't like the new Cam. I like the new Cam. Like, I don't know. I just always see fans of everybody like it.
Word, okay. All right. That's dope.
Now. If you have to choose who had the bigger hits, who would you say had the bigger hits, Cam or Jim?
I would say, well, I would feel like, I mean, Cam had more hits, but I feel like, I mean, Baller might have been bigger than, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Nah, say it, man, say it.
Speak it.
Speak it.
I feel like Baller might have been bigger because it came out in the rainstorm here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Okay. Oh, wow. Now,
I feel like that just created more of a magnitude around that record, just the time it was.
Absolutely.
Mobile phones, you don't need you. I feel like it might have been balling.
Okay. I respect that.
Okay, I respect that too.
Might have had more hits than him, though, yeah.
Okay. Now, when the show airs, it is now Valentine's Day. And I just want to ask, what are you getting your shorties for Valentine's Day? Are you the nigga that's going to Walgreens getting a teddy bear and assorted chocolates? What are you doing on Valentine's Day? How are you spending it?
Normally, I like for them to have a preference of black and anything, so I don't like depriving people, because you don't really, I mean, get the fulfillment out of that. But I'm sure the person I'm dealing with, they'll say what they want, and I'll just cop it like that.
So you're not surprising, guys.
I'm not really, like, too, like, big on the element of surprise and all that.
Why is that?
Because if they get in the champagne dick, then that's all the fuck they want.
Yo, we appreciate you picking up the phone, yo. Stay safe out there.
Factual. All right, big bro.
All right, yo.
Big up. All right, let's go call somebody else real quick.
I'm not about to call somebody with the wrong phone number.
I gotta do mad editing on this fucking show. We had like only 3 calls.
Really?
It's been like an hour, yo. What the fuck?
Some bullshit. You think the sad day would have everybody come together and answer their goddamn phones?
That makes sense, though. Probably everybody's crying and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody's grieving. This is a sad day, for real, for real.
Yeah. It was crazy. Everybody's gonna call me back like last week.
Yeah, of course.
A few hours later.
That's how it always goes.
Oh, hold on. Gotta call back.
Gotta call back. Okay, cool, cool.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, what's good, Santo? You on the podcast right now. You on the Roundtable Discussions podcast right now, baby. What's going on?
Yo, yo.
Yo, I'm calling, right? I had to definitely get in contact with a DJ, so I appreciate you picking up the phone, right? But as you know, this week has been a sad moment in hip-hop, especially for me, since I'm a big Dipset fan, right? So, you know, obviously, backstory, Jim does an interview with Flex. Cam goes 2 days later, interviews himself on IG Live. What's your take on all this Dipset shit, man?
I don't know,
because
I'm glad you called, because I needed to speak to somebody, too.
It hurt me, yo. It hurt me bad, man. I woke up this morning like damn near in just in mourning, yo. Like, yo, go check my snap. You just see nothing but Dipset music on, yo. It's crazy.
It's a marathon, for real, for real.
No, I mean, I appreciated the fact that they told the story for the fans, and it wasn't in a way of a malicious way where they was trying to, like, start a war with each other. Mm-hmm. It was just like, all right, let's clear the air, you know what I'm saying? And that was cool. And they didn't really say, like, bad things for each other. So it's not like it's completely dead, in my opinion. I don't think it's completely over for the fact that, like, them as a family, I mean, I don't think we're going to get music from them no time soon, but it would be cool just knowing that, like, in the future that they can, like, go to each other's son's birthday parties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's deeper than music, man. Like,
most definitely.
Them, it is.
Watching them was, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the unity that they had, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
Yeah, man, but I'm happy for Jim Jones, though.
Word, that Dill Rock Nation is big.
All that did yesterday was just help Jimmy out.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All the publicity, like, and I think, honestly, I really think that Cameron did that to kind of help Jimmy in a way, too, though.
You think so?
Because, yeah, I think so, because he just added to the publicity.
That's true.
Because he didn't really say anything really too bad about the mentor. He just told the story or whatever. Which is similar to the story that Jimmy told, actually. If you heard both interviews with Jimmy and Flex and the camera, they said kind of the same story. There were just a few little different things that was switched up or whatever, but him doing 3 hours of that did nothing.
No, nothing at all, yeah.
That shit was OD,
man,
yeah.
I'm looking forward more than ever to hear what Tim Jones' music is going to sound like.
Word, definitely.
Now, if he drops an album that's incredible, then what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Word, true.
Cam is going to drop something that'll hopefully be incredible. So I think it's healthy for the music.
Because they'll be in compete with each other to make good music. I hear you.
Now we know your name is International Santo, so I don't know how much Dipset records you actually play, but when you go to the club, who gets the most, like, how many, like, all right, do you play more Cam records, more Jim, or just collectively both?
All right, so the classics is Dipset.
Word, of course.
I can't argue that. The ones that ring off the most are Dipset. When I personally, in my car, like to listen to Jim Jones.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Round of applause for that answer.
You know what I'm saying? I like to, you know, I'm going to go that on cruise control, you know, sit in the middle lane and go some Jim Jones on that works for me. Like, Cam was always cool, but I always like Jim Jones music, like production and all that better.
I agree. But, I definitely agree.
But as far as bringing on to the clubs, like, you can't argue with that, like, there's nothing that's gonna touch those.
Word, that's a fact. That's definitely a fact. Yo, we appreciate you picking up the phone, man. I definitely appreciate it, Santo.
Yeah, I'm glad I had this therapeutic session about this.
No, this means so much more to me than it does you. Believe that. I'll talk to you soon, man. Be safe out there.
Alright,
well.
Alright, yo. I'm surprised nobody mentioned Suck It or Not.
That's what I was gonna say.
That's a dope ass record.
That's actually my favorite album is Killer Season.
Yeah, me too.
Hold on, let me call this dude back that just called.
Or might just Come Home With Me. I'm lying. Sorry.
Now, I love Come Home With Me, but Killer Season is like crazy. That album and that movie that came with it is what inspired me to go get 2 Chainz.
Hello?
Yo, Eli, what's popping? Yo, you on the Roundtable Discussions podcast right now, baby. What's
Yo.
Up?
You doing live calls?
Oh, yeah, you know, this is what we do now. But nice. The reason why we're doing this, right, because, you know, it's funny. I just seen you on Friday. We had a a small conversation about this subject that this show is dedicated on. This show is basically Dipset's memorial service. That's what this show is based on today. So I got to ask you, my brother, have you seen what Cam posted up yesterday? Did you get anything of that?
Nah, what'd he do?
Oh, shit. He went on live for 3 hours, basically giving his side of the story in response to Jim Jones' interview with Flex.
I didn't even sit through the whole Jim Jones interview myself.
So I just basically called the wrong fucking person. I appreciate it. Round of applause for that. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Follow the Dipset wave, man.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
Oh, shit. You should know.
Damn, man.
You know how I feel about this.
I was a little drunk the other day. Pardon. But thank you for calling back, though. Are you on the roads today or nah?
I am.
Oh, be safe out there. The snow fucking sucks. Believe that. It took me an hour to get to New Haven.
Well, listen, I got all-wheel drive with my Toyota Highlander that you can...
Oh, get him.
Get through any situation with.
There you go. Sell that car.
Hell yeah.
No, what's the APR looking like right now, yo, on something like that?
I leased it. There's no APR.
Look at that, yo. That's what I'm talking about, yo. Yo, my guy, yo.
Smart.
His shit is fly too.
You loyal
for the people out there.
Thank you.
You about to fuck mad bitches off Valentine's Day in there.
Nah, not even.
I'm washed up. You
washed up?
Come on.
You got to stand on the gram, man. That's what I told you, man. Throw that picture up next to that car, yo.
Not yet. I don't know. Maybe I haven't taken the right picture to want to throw it up to.
Yo, we appreciate you picking up the phone, yo. It breaks my heart that you're not into Dipset like that. We actually just spoke to Santo about it. We just had a therapy session with him.
Yeah, it was dope.
Oh, no.
Make sure you catch this episode on Tuesday, yo.
Absolutely. All
right, man. I'll talk to you. Be safe out there.
Yes, sir. You too.
All right, well.
That's a random I'm calling, too. I don't expect him to answer either. He's like... Man, that's really a sad day in Dipset world, you know?
Everybody's grieving right now.
I'm grieving with you.
So I agree with, you know, people not picking up the phone.
I'm grieving with you
100%.
This is Ryan speaking.
We on the phone with Chef Ryan. What's popping, baby?
What's going on, Chef?
What up? What's popping?
What's on the menu today? What's on the menu today?
What's on the menu today, huh? Well, you know what? I really haven't gotten to that portion of my day yet, but you know I'm definitely going to chef's side out.
Let's think about the chef up some snow cones and shit out here.
Feel me? As long as I got no yellow from what I was told.
Yo, that's lemonade flavor, man. Hell that's the one you got to get. We was poor, fam. We was poor. That's how we used to eat. You know what I'm saying? That's how we used to get that flavor. You know what I'm saying? Yo, we calling today, right? Because this episode is dedicated. This is the memorial of Dipset today, you know. So we had people, you know, get some people's opinions about Dipset. So, you know,
My heart is broken.
Damn.
We just spoke to Big Eli. Shout out to him. He was like completely lost in the situation. I was like, well, that was a waste of a call.
Completely cold hearted.
Fan.
That's what he said. I was like, yeah, you did say that the other day. I should have known that.
And I was like running into a brick wall calling him.
Or, so talk to me, man. You saw the Flex joint. If you didn't hear the whole Cameron joint, I'm not even disappointed in you. It was too fucking long to listen to it.
I actually didn't. But, you know, all in all, I just feel like, you know, and I feel like Cam is corny for doing what he's doing and how he's going about it. Regardless of what, you know, I was always told loyalty is very important amongst your peers and amongst your circle. And at the end of the day, yes, brothers do fight, and yes, brothers do argue. But, you know, I feel like, you know, you don't bring that stuff to the light. You know what I mean? That stuff stays behind the doors, and you know, you're not supposed to go at each other the way that I feel like Cam is actually going at Jimmy. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed, yeah.
That shit breaks my heart, man. I just dropped a tear right now.
Man, you know what, yo? You actually gave me some motivation this morning on your snap, bro. Like,
oh, word?
Throwback Dipset, y'all literally threw on Jamal C and Tina radio and was like rocking to that shit this morning, yo.
Niggas was dropping. Like, I was getting ironing my clothes this morning. I'm just dropping tears and shit. Like. Fuck them niggas, yo. I'm like, yo, why you had to take them away? And they still alive.
yo, it's crazy, man. I'm not, and then not only that, yo, but it just goes to show you how, you know, the whole music industry, how it's a big difference from when, you know, back in the day when we grew up on music, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, the fact that they're even stooping as little as they are, you know, and putting those personal things out there is just,
yes,
it's upsetting, you know what I mean? It's more disappointing for us who did ride the Diplomat wave, and I mean, I remember wearing the
talk about it,
and the bandanas and the chain gang, the skull chain gangs,
you
know what I'm saying? Like, I remember going through the phase, you know what I'm saying? So the fact that, you know, they're just, to me, it's just a bunch of disloyalty, bro. Like, honestly, at the end of the day, it's disloyalty, especially coming from Cameron's side. Cause yeah. I feel like my boy Jimmy went up there on some real,
yeah, he did.
Shit. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't, you know, he wasn't upset about anything. You know what I'm saying? You could tell he was very bothered, but, you know, he also kept it neutral as far as, you know, the things he did say, who he spoke about, and how he spoke about them.
True. I agree with you.
I told Rome, and I might have said it on the show, I don't know if it was off there or whatever, but I don't understand how you get to the point, like, as if you don't have each other's number and you can't just pick up the phone. Why does it have to be through social media and interviews and shit like that?
You know, I mean, I agree with you 100%, but like I said, that goes in hand with, you know, what I was saying and how things have changed from back in the day when we were growing up, actually listening to them and actually listening to hip-hop, period. Like, there was, the only time anything ever made mainstream was, you know, like, you know, when Biggie and Tupac, like,
yeah,
when they was going at it and it got real to the point where people were actually being hurt by it.
Yeah.
That's the only time you heard about it on the news. Everything else was all due, you know, like, you know, time went by, you might have read it in a Double XL magazine or, you know, stuff like that. You never, you know, there was never, you know, nobody was ever being provoked by social media or the internet,
yeah,
you know, because it was just, you know, we had dial-up back then.
Yeah, we did.
Right.
It would have taken you forever to figure something out.
Yo, anybody listening that's like 21 is like, what are they talking about, Double XL and magazines? <Dial-up>. Like, what the fuck is that?
But it's true, though, man. Like, the only time you ever heard of anybody beefing, like, heavy like that was obviously through the music, you know, itself, or, like, you know, or through magazines later on if you ever came across it and you were a magazine person or you read up on it or, you know, just word of mouth. Like,
even,
you never,
yo,
really saw those kind of mainstream, like, okay, I'm going to go live on Facebook,
yeah,
and talk bad about all this dude's personal stuff and then wait for him to come back at me on, you know, Flex or, you know, whatever. Like, it just wasn't like that back then.
It's funny you say that because the crazy part is, like, even back in, like, 06, maybe 07, whatever, like the blogs, like allhiphop.com, Media Takeout, these, yep, blog sites,
Takeout, yeah, yeah,
that's where you would get your news, so you still get it kind of faster than, like, you know, the magazine, waiting for it either, like, bi-weekly or monthly to drop. But now, because of social media, you can just go right on IG Live and tell your whole story. Like, the only shit that's corny about Cam is that he had, like, a whole three-hour interviewing himself. Like, really, like, breaking this shit down. I was like, damn.
To show that he felt some kind of way because, you know, and I mean, I'm not, you know, none of us know really what goes on. We're basically, you know, just people who are listening to each story, you know, and there's always three sides to a story from what, you know, I've learned. But at the end of the day, for him to go up there and basically, like you said, interview himself and sit there for 2 hours while his cell phone was probably on a stand somewhere or something like that, like, you know, what are you trying to prove?
Yeah, that's wild.
What are you trying to prove by doing that?
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Nothing.
It's different from Jimmy's point because Flex had him on the show.
Yeah.
Word.
So Flex was the one that brought out the questions and, you know, and brought out, you know, what is the real history behind things. Like, so you really felt the need, like, it bothered you that much in your core that you had to go and try to bash this man now. After he said, yo, we still brothers at the end of the day, no matter what. Like, in other words, dude, I still got your back. Even though you were just on Angie a couple weeks ago talking mad shit.
Trying to pull the Harlem card. Yeah. Trying to pull that shit away from him.
Yeah, you saw that, right?
Yo,
not even from Harlem.
I gotta thank you, yo. You are our longest conversation of the day. So I definitely appreciate that. I know that you feel as all the rage I feel right now.
Yo, I do. I'm upset about it, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they, you know, they've made hits. I don't care. anybody can say what they want about Diplomat, and anybody listening can take whatever side you want to take. At the end of the day, Dipset made hits, and every single person that is talking that talked shit about Dipset was going through the phase when We Fly High came out. Everybody was in the club throwing up the ball.
Yes,
sign.
Yeah, well, that's a fact.
Was, you know what I'm saying, everybody went through that phase. I don't care what you say or how you want to portray yourself as not being a Dipset fan. Dipset, yo, they made hits. Jimmy made hits, Joel's made hits, and Cam made hits.
Yo, all I'm going to say is this. To me, it was never a phase. I still throw the ball inside when I play that shit in my crib.
You know,
this is a way of life for me. I got the Diplomat tattoo on my chest, B. Nah. It's just a bird that says Diplomats on it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nah, let's stop. Yo, we appreciate you picking up the phone, and yo, stay safe out there, yo, because the roads fucking suck.
Yeah, stay safe out there. Roads is crazy,
yo,
man.
You already know. I'm around. You know, I'm doing my usual trip back up top. So.
Are you doing that shit right now?
Yeah, I'm in the whip right now while I'm talking to y'all. I'm doing it safely, though. I got my headphones in.
Good.
You know, yo, just playing by the rules.
Just one time, just say it was Dipset, bitch.
It's Dipset, bitch.
That's what I'm talking about, nigga. I'll talk to you.
Later.
Later, yo. Shout out to Ryu, Chef Ryu.
Shout out to Chef Ryu. That's my guy right there. He was on the show with us when we did questions and answers from listeners with Eli as well. Yo, shout out to everybody who picked up the phone. For those of you who didn't, I'm just going to assume that y'all are grieving. You know, I'm just not going to assume y'all ignoring me for the second week straight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck y'all niggas on the low.
Hell yeah.
But, so this wraps up the episode. This is the Dipset Memorial. If I can say anything, I would just say this, yo, that I would hope that they can come back. But if they don't, fuck it. They gave us a good block of time of music. I do got to say shout out to Cameron, because without him, we probably have no episode today, because I had no content for us to talk about. So this shit was in the clutch. No, but this was like real content. Like this shit really
this was real content.
This shit was clutch to Cam. You still dumb for doing a 3-hour interview by yourself. And, you know, we're going to see what happens with Jim Jones next and Dipset in general. Yeah. Let me ask you one question. I meant to ask... Santo this specifically, but if you're Juelz, and let's wrap this up quick so we can jump to the next show, but if you're Juelz, how do you feel in this whole situation?
I feel left out because no one's mentioning me, and where the fuck is it?
That's what you feel?
Where do I stand?
Okay, that's a little odd. I would say, like, I wonder, like, how, like, he's in the middle. Like, Jim is his man,
Cam is his man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, how come he can't just get these two niggas in the same room and just have a conversation?
Because it's not that easy. Because if it was that easy, Juelz would have did it.
Think about it. That's true.
This is like more, like, I feel like Juelz is more of the, like, he grew up with them, but he didn't grow up with them like they grew up with each other, you know?
That's true. I mean, if I had a chick like him, Bella, I probably wouldn't give a fuck about Jim and Cam's beef anyway. So.
God, you see the ad? You watch Reggie TV?
Of course.
Have you been watching when they went to
Cancun? Yeah.
Showing it twerk off. Did you see her?
As y'all people heard, we call it Ratchet TV over here.
We call it Ratchet TV. You don't call love and hip hop. It's love Ratchet TV.
Definitely Ratchet TV. I did watch it, but yeah. So this is the episode 80. Round of applause. Big
round
episode
of applause for 80.
We got 80
round of
up
applause.
Here.
It's a huge milestone.
This might come out as one of our worst episodes. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but let us know what y'all
let
think
us know.
About
Tell
it.
Us. Tell us.
This is the Dipset Memorial. Let the people know your social media. We can roll up out of
here. Follow me everywhere at the Real Room City. Everywhere. Real Room City.
He don't even know his own IG. But y'all can follow me at @IamChris_P. That's Instagram, Snapchat. Follow the team, RTD Podcast, on IG. And if you're out there making babies, you know what I'm saying, just be prepared.
Strap up.
Your child might come around November 15, 16, 17, 18. Mm-hmm. For the record, that's actually our birthday falls in that range. So we know what our parents was doing.
Here we know what our
y'all
parents
nasty
was doing.
Niggas. Yo, this podcast might affect my political connection. Remember, I never claim to be politically correct. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Yep.
Give me that. Yeah, I was like, yo, I was a Valentine's baby.
Man, I'm back at it. Come on, Jim, let's do it. Come on, yeah. With your boy, yeah. It's Santana.